KGEZ 2020 News is now on standby.
And now, Coco Enterprises presents How to Talk to Your Advisor with Drew Coco and Tom Shook. To get us started, here's John Hendricks.
Well, we got these two financial dudes in here today who know it all. So let's talk about the fascinating world of investment.
I never said I know it all.
Yeah. Well, you know more than I do.
All right.
Okay. If I know it all, you know more than I do. So.
Well, let me ask you this: Do you know, or do you remember Tickle Me Elmos?
Yeah.
Remember those toys?
Yeah.
They were all the rage back in the mid '90s. You know, it was an Elmo doll, and you tickled it, and it laughed, and
right.
it was very popular at the time. Now, okay. On one side, you had meticulous shoppers examining each Tickle Me Elmo, its price. They were looking at its benefits of owning such a toy, if their kids got joy from it, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then you also had those that were buying the toys, hoping to resell them at a higher value based on that popularity.
Yeah.
So today, these two, we're going to talk about two approaches in our discussion today. One is the firm foundation theory of investing, and the other is the castle in the air theory.
Yeah.
And it kind of reflects how people valued Tickle Me Elmos, and it applies to all investments today as well.
Yeah. So when you distill investing down, there's really two ways you can go about it. Like Drew said, there's firm foundation and then the castle in the air theory. And the firm foundation is as like it kind of sounds. It's based on fundamental analysis. So we're going to like dig into the company. We're going to look at the books. We're going to do a lot of research on whatever it is we're investing and get a good understanding and try and figure out what the intrinsic value of the company
is. Every investment, everything has a value.
Yeah.
Now, the hard part is determining what that value is and what tools you use to determine that value. Because to me, a Tickle Me Elmo, if my kids liked Tickle Me Elmos, maybe I'd pay $20.
Right.
But I don't think I'd be one of those people paying, you know, $400 thinking I'm going to sell it for $450.
That's right.
So we're talking about, well, let's talk about the firm foundation theory. And let's use an example of an apple orchard. Okay, so let's imagine that that someone's considering buying an apple orchard, and before making that decision, they want to evaluate its intrinsic value. Now, here's how they might approach it using the principles of the firm foundation theory. They might look at things like the current production. How many apples is this orchard producing? What's the yield? What's the quality of the soil? What's the market demand? What are the operational costs? What does the future growth look like? And they look at all those different pieces of information, all those data points, and they might determine that the orchard might be worth $500,000. Well, it turns out that the current owner is offering to sell it for $450. So to them, that is selling at a discount. And based on firm foundation theory or firm foundation principles, they ought to invest in that apple orchard.
That's right. So the firm foundation theory is the investment style that you would think of when you think of like Warren Buffett or Ben Graham, somewhere along those lines. Because what you're doing in the financial world, basically what you're doing is you're opening up the financial statements. You're looking at income versus how much they're spending versus how much debt they have in their books. And essentially what you're really doing is looking at the value of the company. And there's all kinds of different metrics you can use to do that. A lot of people look at like a PE ratio, or what's called price to earnings ratio, is a popular one. And for some companies, you know, like NVIDIA, where you have a PE ratio of around 102 versus Verizon that has a PE ratio of 6, you know, when the average PE ratio on the S&P 500 is about 23, you know, you can kind of use those metrics to help gauge where it's at. And the idea is that we want to buy one that is trading at below or selling for a price below its intrinsic value using those data points like you, Drew, used in the apple orchard.
And they get pretty technical, but like all the things that the farmer was looking at in the apple orchard, there are data points, or there's ratios, or there's tools to determine the quality of investments. And like Tom said, there's the PE ratio, there's the price to book value, there's the price to sales, quick rate. There's all these different ratios and stuff. The PE ratio, like Tom said, is pretty popular. Basically, a quick napkin sketch of the PE ratio. That's the price to earnings. So what that tells investors is whatever the PE ratio is, that's how many dollars it's going to take for you to expect $1 in return. So a PE ratio of 1, if you bought it for $1, you can expect to make $1 on your investment. Now a PE ratio of 100, it's gonna take $100 to produce that $1 dollar. So a fundamentalist who bases their principles in the firm foundation theory wants to find the most bang for their buck. So they're looking at the PE ratio, they're looking at all those fundamentals.
Yeah. So the big takeaway about firm foundation theory is it's very research-based. You're using like lots of discipline to make your investment decisions. A lot of times you have an investment thesis already drawn up before you even start looking at companies. And there's a lot of like research analysis and statistics and I guess metrics used to determine what that intrinsic value is, and then determine if it's trading above or below it, and then you make a decision on it.
Now, you've got to have a certain amount of business acumen to be doing this kind of evaluation.
You do, and you have to have business acumen, you have to have discipline, and you have to really have the stomach for it. It's quite boring, really.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
You know, when people think of stock trading, they think of the guy behind, like, you know, that red glowing mark, like Mike trading like GameStop and stuff like that. But when you get into it, you're reading like a Q10 or something like that.
Exactly. Let's pull out the quarterly report. Let's open up this prospectus.
Yeah.
Let's start to read.
Yeah.
That's basically what firm foundation theorists are doing.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, on the flip side of the coin, you know, if you haven't fallen asleep yet, actually, this one's a lot more interesting, probably. You can wake up for this one. This one's called the castle in the air theory. Now, let's use the same apple orchard scenario. Now, this time, there's a twist. Suppose there's a sudden trend in the city where everyone is obsessed with organic apple cider. Maybe celebrities are spotted drinking it. Maybe there's some health influencers out there on TikTok raving about its benefits. And maybe there's a rumor that the famous beverage company might be interested in sourcing organic apples for a new apple cider product. So you hear whispers going around that apples producing organic apples are going to be the new hot thing. So you say, okay, I want to buy this apple orchard because of the trends. I'm looking for these trends. I'm looking at the popularity. I'm speculating because other people are speculating. I want to make a quick decision because time is money. And then after that, I'm going to sell the dream. So if I can get this apple orchard for $450, my hope is that I'm going to sell this thing for $1 million. I don't really care what the fundamentals are. I'm just buying into the hype. That's basically the castle in the air theory.
That's right. And, you know, they also call it, you know, the greater fool theory, which, you know, I think is kind of harsh.
I don't want to be a fool.
I don't want to be labeled a fool. Yeah, but this is where we get into, like, GameStop and Bitcoin and, like, NVIDIA. And people probably have very good reasons for buying these, but they're less fundamentally driven and more 35,000 foot view, like forward,
or maybe not even at all fundamentally driven.
in some cases. And so basically, is that, we're just like Drew said, we're trying to catch a trend, and you're trying to, and these are short term investments, so we're trying to get on the trend, make some money, and then get out of it before everybody loses interest in it.
Right.
And the key with these is that we're usually not paying attention to the investment's intrinsic value, because a lot of times, with so like Bitcoin, like NVIDIA, and so it's the price is way above what the intrinsic value would actually be. And we're just hoping that investor enthusiasm is going to continue long enough for us to make some money.
The reason they call it the greater fool theory is because through the castle in the air, or the greater fool theory, there is still value in any investment if there is a greater fool than you who is going to buy it for a higher price.
Yeah.
So maybe a Tickle Me Elmo is selling for $100, and to me that has value because there's another fool out there who's going to buy it for $110. Based on the castle in the air principle, if you understand crowd psychology and investor behavior, then there is value in that sense. It's a good investment.
Yeah. So when we get back, we'll kind of just summarize these two and give some of the strengths and weaknesses of both when we get back here.
It's never too late to have fun in the sun at Whitefish Marina and RV, especially now with end-of-season savings on all 2023 boats and RVs in stock. Stroll through our acres of boats and RVs on display and choose what's best for you and your family. And Whitefish Marina and RV is your go-to for winterization, storage, and shrink wrap, too. Come on in or call to make a reservation for your winterization and storage needs. Whitefish Marine and RV is your local neighbor in the Flathead, offering convenience, long-term relationships, and service while supporting the local economy. Whitefish Marine and RV, at the corner of Highway 93 and Highway 40. Let our family show your family how fun and easy boating and camping can be. Call 406-862-8594 today.
Hanson's Hardware. We make it easy for hands-on people like you.
The gardens are coming in fast and furious, and you cannot find canning supplies. Hi, this is Gary from Hanson's Hardware. We have a large supply of canning jars to help you get that garden stored for the cold months that are coming. We still have food freeze dryers, too. At Hanson's, we have more of everything.
Hanson's Hardware. We make it easy for hands-on people like you.
Let's return to How to Talk with Your Advisor with Drew Coco and Tom Shook.
Okay, so we've been talking about the castle in the air theory versus, you know, like a fundamental investing, and both you can make money in both of them. One sounds more like it's one sounds more prudent, like when you talk about them, when you look at them side by side. But both people have made money in both of them.
People have made money in both of them, and more and more, our understanding of investing, both of those groups kind of overlap. Yeah. In fact, the castle in the air theory and the acceptance that humans are irrational, because, you know, back in the 80s and before, everyone thought that humans made the best investment decisions for themselves. But it turns out humans are pretty darn irrational. And so there's an entire branch of economics and psychology dedicated to this called behavioral economics or behavioral finance. And what they found is, even though humans are irrational, and they can make investment decisions based on that irrationality, it has a massive effect on firm foundation fundamentalists as well.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Basically, people make mistakes.
People make mistakes. And even if you're a firm foundation fundamentalist investor, your investments are still influenced by group psychology and group behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, so, you know, some of the weaknesses of these that with firm foundation, you know, like how could it go wrong? You know, you do all this research, you know, it's like slow and steady wins the race. The thing that gets people, the thing that's hard for people there is that, you know, you buy these quality investments, you want to hold them for the long term. So when you see like artificial intelligence stocks going up like, you know, 50% and you're up 5% for the year, you get kind of itchy. You're like, why am I holding these when I could have made all this money?
Right.
And that makes you want to either like abandon your strategy or do something else. And that's where a lot of people give up. But on the other side of the coin is that you're up 50 or 100%, you got to be careful because the bottom drops out pretty quick.
Yeah, you don't want to be left holding it if you're the last fool.
Yeah, right.
You know, you're the greatest fool in that series.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of advantages to both. Firm foundation, it's very research-driven, obviously. You have tangible data that you can use to evaluate securities. You have a long-term perspective, so you're playing these quick decisions. And then it's also value-oriented. Everything that you own, rest assured, has some sort of value if you did your homework.
Yeah, right. So, you know, so a lot of times what happens is that a lot of investment strategies are based on a kind of a combination of this, of both of these. And, you know, like ETFs and mutual funds make it so that you can hold some of the more risky stocks along with some of the, like, what they call like the blue chips, like the Johnson Johnsons and like the Walgreens and that kind of stuff. So that way you don't necessarily have to pick one. But a lot of this investment strategy basically combined both of these theories. So you get one, you know, as they say, you know, diversified portfolio with different strategies and different ways of looking at things.
But really, like you said, diversify, understand your own risk assessment. Understand what your risk tolerance is. Don't be buying stuff that's way too risky for you. Always learn about what you invest in. You know, you should always know what you're getting yourself into. And honestly, seek expertise. Talk to your advisor. Pick if you have some investment questions on which method to use to evaluate investments. There's professionals out there to help you with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And you're a couple of professionals.
We are.
All right.
Thank you for joining us for Coco Enterprises, How to Talk to Your Advisor. We'll be here next Thursday at 12:45. If you missed some or you'd like to share it with friends, find today's and past shows on our Facebook page or online at KGEZ.com. Now it's twice as nice. 600 KGEZ is now on translator K243 CM Kalispell, high atop Lone Pine at 96.5 FM. KGEZ.